I am capable of achieving greatness. I trust myself to take bold steps towards my dream. I embrace my uniqueness and celebrate my individuality. I am not limited by my past or held back by fear. I am empowered to think differently, to innovate and to create. I see challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. I am resilient and adaptable, and I trust that my vision will become a reality. I choose to focus on solutions, not problems. I am a visionary, and I will make my mark on this world. Today, I take action towards my dreams, and I celebrate every small wins along the way. I am unstoppable, and my potential is limitless. I will not be held back by doubts or negativity. I will rise above obstacles and shine with brilliance. My time is now, and I will make it count. I am the architect of my destiny, and I will build a life that inspires and empowers others.
All right, this is very important. This is Vision Challenge, and I'm so glad to be here. I just left on a call now, about a moment ago, with Olakunle Soyinyo, and it was so fulfilling for me. I got a lot of comfort, from attending that. And what gave me that level of comfort is because of the level of alignment that he spoke about. What he spoke about, there's so much level of it aligning with the theme and what we are discussing here on Vision Challenge for this edition. All right, all of the activate your God DNA. All right, that I've been talking about. He just brought it out in a different way, and I'm so glad. It gives me so much of joy. Like I said earlier, I'm going to be. I took advantage of my technology to be able to record the session. All right, I recorded the session. However, it is not for public, because himself said he was just going to leave it on his platform. All right, for just a moment. But just for us here, I would like you to listen to it. All right, I would like you to listen to it so that you can find the alignment. All right, you can find the alignment. Why I've been talking about activating your God DNA. Activating your guardian. This is very important. I've taken it a bit, more multi-dimensional, more spiritual. But he was able to come to it in that very way, talking about how sciences and I'm just trying to be calm, all right? I'm just trying to be calm because he brought out this thing in this light. When I was talking about, being omnipresent, and he made the same example. There was an example I made that, being omnipresent is that as you are here, right, you are not with your son, probably, you are not with your daughter, probably, you are not with your sister, probably, you are not with your brother, probably, but your presence is with them in a way that the decision they will have taken, if you were around, they are still taking it as if you are around. If the only place you can be at any point in time is the only place you are at the moment, you are not ready. You need to be able to cheat mortality. That is the emphasis. There is no natural man that can be great. There is no natural man that can do anything extraordinary. And if what you can do is what everybody can do, you are going to be fizzled out. It's just a matter of time. And that is the itch that is everywhere. When what you can do can be done by everybody, the idea is that there are some that are not able to do things until the time has come. Some people learn from time before they can do things, but some people do not only tell time, they are the clock builders. All right, this is a gathering of clock builders. I'm not talking to people who are going to be watching time. They are the people who are going to tell time. All right, they are the ones who dictate the time because they understand what it is that is going to be in the future. They are preparing for it ahead of time. That's the definition of the giant leap. Where are you leaping from? You are leaping from this realm where people are still trying to understand. You are entering into a realm that people are even yet to dream about. Come on. This is very important. Very important. People are still trying to say, let me make my presence known in just one place that they are. People still find it hard to know that they are around. People still find it hard to know that, oh, this person is here. Their effectiveness is not known. How much more that you are not able to duplicate yourself? You are able to appear at different places at the same time. This is very key. This is very important. And this is not, you know, I'm not talking about you being a spirit or being, you know, you see, this is very, look at it. You are so powerful that you can zone easily. You can switch easily from your body to your spirit. Spirit needs the body for them to have essence in this space, in this region. But God has given you so much power that you can decide to carry your body and go wherever you want to go. And you can decide to be in that, you know, mood of moving beyond the limitation of the body. You cannot be great, I repeat, if you will remain a natural man. You cannot be great here because it is a place for the crowd. There is no greatness among the crowd. What everybody can do is not what you need to do to be great. You need to do something that is exceptional, something that is unique, something that is different. And remember, if truly you are God, that you are. I told us, I established that fact to us early enough, that when we talk about giant killing, when we talk about giants, giants are not natural human beings. They are kind of human beings that are above the level of other human beings. So if you will be a giant killer, you must be more than the giants. And those that can only kill giants are those that operate from the God level of life. It takes only God to be able to kill a giant. So don't just take that story of David and Goliath as a story that you just want to understand and just talk about it. You need to understand clearly. When that young man, David, said, he said, this battle is the Lord's. He was tapping into the realm of the God. The God that can bring down giants. Giants are taller than human beings. You need to look up to them to see them. So for you to be able to bring down what you need to look up to, you know, to see, you need something that can look down on it to be able to bring it down. And that is why you need to elevate into that realm of being a God to be able to make this happen. So if you are only going to be present at any point in time, anywhere you are, as the only place you can be present, you are not ready. If you are only going to be as powerful as what your muscle can carry, you are not ready. If you are only going to be as knowledgeable as what you have put in your head, what you need, say, I am not a doctor, so I should not know what doctors know. I am just an engineer. You are not ready. I established this to us early enough that our advantage is in our ability to concern ourselves with the things that do not concern us before they concern us. That's your advantage. There are certain knowledge that you don't need it, to be honest. You don't need it for the moment. You may not even need it in your lifetime. But if you don't have it, you will suffer it. Omniscience. You need to know more than what you need. It is very important. Because you are going to be taken advantage of by the people who have been able to, you know, put to use that their God DNA. You don't claim to be a God and want to run away from these characteristics. You are not competing with God. You are only activating the nature of God that you carry. Why will you choose, you know, to want to stay on the ground floor when all of the advantage is up there? There is no crowd in the extra mile. There is no traffic jam in the air. But you see, in the congregation of multitude, in amongst the multitude, there is death. Amongst the multitude, there is impossibility. You will run into traffic. You will run into people on the ground. There are a lot of impossibility where we, you know, when you want to walk on the ground. But you need to know clearly. You see, there was a definition I got that got me very interesting. And this is the definition that you need to be able to defy, and that was the emphasis I was making, that you need to be able to cheat mortality. All right? It is not natural that you should be awake when others are sleeping. And when they are awake, you are seen more efficient than them that were asleep when you were awake. It is not natural that you have not slept enough like other people, and yet you are more, you know, refreshed than they that have slept enough. It is not natural that you only spend a minute to read something, and you can, when you begin to explain that thing that you have read, you are able to find expression for it in multidimensional ways. It is not natural. These are the things that must be common with you if greatness is going to be your lot. It is not for the natural beings. It is not natural that when you say a word, you just say a word, you just make a statement, and before you know it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people are trying to make sure that what you have just said comes to pass. He said, not even a jot of his word will go without being fulfilled. Why? Because there are enough angels to carry these words. But when there are no activators to make the water come to pass, it will fall on the ground, and you know it will be destroyed on the ground. It is not natural for you to want to do something and you find multiple help. It is not natural. These are dimensions of greatness that you must be able to tap into if you want to be great. These things will take time. These things will take space. And look at it. Look at it. Space and time are the languages that limit humans. They are the languages that limit the mortals. Hey, I cannot be in America right now that I'm speaking to you. That was then. Do you know I am present where you are now? Because you can hear me, you can feel the presence. Some years ago, this was not possible. And the more things like this become possible, the less excuse you have to be great. Because science is even making it more difficult now for greatness to be possible. Because before now, if you have an email address, you are either so rich, or you are so blessed, or you know, you must be an important person to have an email address. But you can create an email address now, even for your dog. It's becoming very important now that you must be ready to take this giant leap. Get away from the time that people are still struggling to understand into the time that they are not even yet dreaming about. That is the advantage of greatness. There was a time that it cost a fortune to be able to hold a mobile phone. Now you can get it a gift. Anybody can own one. So what used to be, you know, a classical brag a time before no longer matter in the time that we are in. And so that is telling me that whatever it is that you feel is enough for you as a brag now will be a rag in the future. You must, and of a matter of necessity, must be able to tap into your God DNA for you to be relevant in that future. It's very important to be able to tap into the timelessness of God. God is not limited by time, is not limited by space. You need to be able to tap into that. I told you, when you live, you must not live. It's a nature of God. You have left, but you are still around. It's the nature of God. We should not forget about you because you are no longer, you know, in sight. No. That's uselessness. And this is, you know, this is so damning in this generation so much that it is now very impossible for us to be able to uphold virtues and good values. till date. You know, today is the 21st year since I lost my dad. There are still some things that I don't have the boldness to do. Not because I am not old enough to do them, but I don't have the guts, the effrontery to do it because of the things that man said to me while he was alive. How much more if he's still here? How present can you be in the life of people around you? That when you are not there, that's why you see children, they go to schools today, you know, they are a different breed when they are out of sight, when they are out of the presence of their parents. When they come back, they can do whatever their parent wants them to do, but they are not that true person when they are outside there. It's not because you are not training them enough, but because you are not God enough. You are not present enough. You are not omniscient enough. You are not omnipotent enough. Authority flows in the place of knowledge. If you don't know enough, you will be unknown. There will be no need to know you since you don't know. You need to understand this clearly. That tapping into this God DNA is a lot of advantage for you to be able to make sense in the future. Today is already expired, no matter how beautiful it looks like. As long as you step into a day, it has expired. As soon as you are able to wake up to a bright day, it's already dark. Because the night must fall. As long as that day dawn, there must be a dust. So your brag in the present becomes a disadvantage if you want to carry it into the future. Your brag in the present is a rag in the future if you do not know how to take advantage of your God DNA. The timelessness of God, the spacelessness of God. You need to be able to defile everything that stops the mortal beings. Those that can die, I told you, you cannot die. You may leave this place. We may not see you again, but begin to live your life consciously like that one who cannot die, because you cannot die. Men who can die, men who believe they can die, they even die before they leave this place. They are dead even before they are disposed. But I need you to have that consciousness. I need you to have that understanding that you are here timelessly. You are not living here anytime. So anything you do, you must put it that, come on, this thing has got a timeless impact, a timeless meaning, a timeless relevance. That you are doing it today, people that will come in, you know, hundreds of years to come, thousands of years to come, if space and time and eternity in God's plan will permit it, we still come to meet it. And if you are going to be doing something like that, I told us yesterday that look at the Statue of Liberty that was given to them by France, you know, in America. If that guy is inferior, by now the hand will have broken off. The head will have, you know, bent to a side. So when a man becomes conscious of his timelessness, he does not invest inferiority. He does not invest inferior things into life. You will not donate things. You will not give things that will not last. You will not give things that are not quality. When you become conscious of the fact that whatever you do now will go beyond now. So you want to do things that will remain. Seed that will abide. Fruits that will remain. Fruits that will abide. But when you are conscious of it, that is when you are able to make this to become a reality. But if you are not conscious of it, you just say, let's just do it. And like I said, people believe that they will die. As a matter of fact, they die before they leave. They only waited for themselves to be disposed. By technology, in fact, in the future, there will be no retirement. Maybe you don't know. By technology, in the future, a 60 years old man, a 70 years old man, a 69 years, 82 years old man, who will be able to understand how? Because look at me, for instance. All right? Look at me, for instance. Do you think that you will add 60 years to my life now, and in that next 30 years, I will not be relevant? I will not know what I'm doing? It's not possible that I will now get into that time. I will now say, oh, I don't know how to use the technology they are using now. It's not possible. You can talk about how young people are brilliant. You can talk about how young people can do this and do that. Yet, look at the people that are the ends of affairs of this technology that the young people are brilliant with. There are people who are old enough to be grandfathers. So it means that they carried it from a generation behind them, when some people at that point in time were still, you know, dragging how to operate typewriter. Some people were already inventing computer. Come on! Some people are still trying to learn how to use Microsoft Word. Some people are speaking languages of programming as if it's their mother tongue. Come on! You need to take the giant leap. Don't be carried away by the things that are happening around you now. You know, the feeble mind is afraid of robots coming to take over, you know, coming to take over, you know, duties, take over jobs. But the fact is, whether you like it or not, it will come, it will happen. But your own position must be that no matter what happens, it is to my favor. You must go to that God view of every matter. You know, when you go on top, you see the beauty of everything. No matter how noisy a market can be, just fly some altitude high enough. No matter how dirty a place can be, just fly some altitude high enough. You will see everything in its beauty. There will be no noise. There will be no interference. There will be no dirtiness enough to make you feel bad. You will see everything in its beauty. Why not elevate to that level where you can maximize every possibility that is available now, and even where you are taking the giant leap to? This giant leap, I told you, it's not a mistake. Come on. It is not a mistake. You know, every day of this session we have recorded and listened. I listen to them every time, and I'm marveled. I am not afraid. I am not, you know, I am not in any way feeling bad that the you know, the gathering is few. That is what happens when crowds gather. You only see too many people when it is crowd. And the impact of a crowd is like a thousand crowd. The giant leap. Where are you today? Where are you standing today? What are you standing on? Are you standing on the foundation that cannot even survive only today? How much more carrying you into the future? You may look like you are not making sense now. As a matter of fact, you should not even make sense now, because the people in this time, they are only, you know, their only understanding is about the time they are in. When you are telling them about the time that is coming, they are looking like, you know, looking at you like you are stupid. They are looking at you like you don't know what you are doing. They are looking at you that, what is this one doing? But don't worry. The brag of today is the rag of tomorrow. Choose your brag. It's very important. Very, very key to know that your advantage for timelessness, your advantage for borderlessness, your advantage for spacelessness is in activating your God DNA. Don't feel too humble to activate your God DNA. Don't feel too humble to begin to consciously walk your path into being omnipresent. This is very important. Don't say, hey, I am not God. Come on. Remember, giants cannot be handled by men. You see, what you look up to see his face, you cannot bring down if you cannot look from up to see its head. So you need to tap into that realm where you are able to look down on the giants. You cannot bring down a giant that you look up to see his face. You can only bring it down when you can look down on it. And how can you look down on a giant if you don't tap into the God realm of possibility? There is no distance. There is no time. There is no such thing as I am old in this God DNA. You see, all of these things are the things that we need to pay attention to. You hear the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's not because there is just a feeling of wanting it to be like that. No. It's just to tell you that there is no distance, there is no time, there is no limitation, no impossibility, no obstruction. That's what it means. Agelessness. You don't say, I am old in this realm. No. I've been telling myself that, come on, when I am, 80, I will look like I am 40. Agelessness. When I am 120, I will look like I am 80. Agelessness. This is a conscious and intentional move towards becoming great. You can be successful by, fulfilling the requirement of your to-do list or hitting that goal as you have planned it. But to be great, you need to be able to transcend every parameter of measurement for success in your time and in the time to come. That when you enter into the time to come with your capacity, it is not in any way going to be relegated because it is relevant in that time, even though you existed in the time before that time. That is greatness. You need to understand. This is very important. Come on. This is absolutely important. Absolutely important. And I want to quickly just, begin to round off. seriously, I want to round off. And I'll be rounding off, sharing with us things that make people to remain in the pits. And the thing that make people to remain in the pit, I already told us, it is self. All right? Now, what are we talking about here? What makes you to feel that you cannot be omnipresent? What makes you to feel that you cannot be omniscient? What makes you to feel that you cannot be omnipotent is self. Self is the embodiment of limitation in the understandable language for every being in their time. It is in yourself that you can be weak. It is in yourself that you cannot see beyond the world. And it has got a contemporary interpretation for you in the time that you are in. And that's why the Englishman said, what happens to a man is equal to him. Yourself is equal to you. So, they had their limitations before social media days came. Now we are in the days that we have social media, we also have the limitation. When we get out of this age, there are also going to be limitations. So yourself is that limitation that is making you to feel that it is not possible for you to be God. Is that limitation that is making you to feel that, hey, I cannot operate in the realm of, of transcending limitations. Because it's yourself that is telling you that, come on, you cannot leap above the wall. You don't have long leg. And so what? Walls are not leapt over by long leg, but by long mind. I told you, right? It is not the size of your leg that determines the gigantism of your leap, but the size of your mind. You don't need to have a big body. You need to be a giant in your mind, not a giant in your body, to be able to bring down the giant. If it is a giant of the body, come on, it's not enough. You have only become too big not to be not to be missed as a target. If it's going to be your body, it has to be in your mind where you can, accurately make precise targets and not miss. So what has been the limitation to this greatness of activating the God DNA itself? And I told you that the biggest demon is the demon of self-pity. Self-pity will tell you that you cannot do it. You know you are asthmatic. It will give you every relevant and it will speak to you in the language you can understand. By the language of your body, it will tell you that, do you know your leg is paining you? Do you know that you cannot do this, you cannot do that? It will give you relatable interpretation to your limitations, so much that you will be left without any other option than to agree with your limitations. That is self. And I said, self-pity is you putting yourself in the pit by yourself. And when you put yourself in the pit, remember, for a man who does not have vision, even a plain ground is a pit. Pit is not a hole. It's the absence of vision that creates pit anywhere it exists. The absence of vision creates pit anywhere it happens. So you don't need to be blind, all right, to not have vision. It's a dangerous state to be, to have sight and not have vision. Everywhere becomes a pit for a man who has got no vision. Everything becomes a downfall for a man who has got no vision. You say, hey, that thing cannot work. The same thing that is just working for somebody that just walked past you now, he is telling you it cannot work. It is not his fault. It is because he has got no vision to be able to see that it can't work. It can work. And it will not be able to work because he cannot see that it can work. Yourself puts you in the pit called self-pity when you allow it. And you know what happens in the pit? Everybody wants to fill up their pits with debris, with refuse, with garbage, with nonentity, with everything bad. So if you are unfortunate to be met in the pit, everything unfortunate will meet you there. They will pour dirt on you, they will pour shit on you, they will pour water on you. It's not their fault. They want to feed their pit so that they are not disadvantaged by the danger of the pit. They are not victimized. They don't become a casualty by the danger that the pit inherently can cause. Listen, don't be in a pit for any reason. And you know how you can escape not being in a pit? Don't allow self-pity. Hey, if I don't do this, I will not be able to do this. Come on, who told you? This one is too much. Who told you? I usually like to make the joke. The doctors that told you that you must sleep 9 hours every day to be healthy, they did not sleep 9 hours to be able to qualify to be doctor enough to give you that advice. If they had slept 9 hours as students, they will fail. They will not be able to become doctor enough to give you that advice. But this is not an information for a natural person who has not been able to tap into his God DNA. Because if you are not able, you may sleep all your life and yet not be healthy. So it's not about the number of hours of sleep. But when you have been able to tap into that God DNA, even 1 hour can give you so much return of vitality. Because you are totally rested when you are rested. Do you know what is called giant leap? This is what is called giant leap, all right? You have just made a step. I call it, automation, all right? Miracle. Miracle is the automation of process, all right? Not that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 does not exist. But miracle is this. Miracle is carrying you from 1 to 10 as if 2 to 9 does not exist. Not that it does not exist. It means that the man that is decided to take 1 to 2, by the time he has moved from 1 to 2, you have moved from 1 to 10. You have saved yourself 9 steps in between. The 9 steps that it will take this person to move from 1 to 10, you have just used 1 out of it to move to 10. And what does that mean? It means that by the time this man is coming to 10, you have gone ahead. Not just that you have gone ahead, you are even fresher because you have not. It's like, let me paint it, you know, in a more literal and, you know, contemporary illustration. I've told us before, you can only win Guinness World Record for trying to go to a 20-story building topmost floor by the stairways. By the time you go through the stairways, if you are fortunate to get to the topmost floor, you are going to get there useless and almost dead. You will never be useful for whatever reason you have gone there for. Guinness can notice you that, oh, this man has tried to kill himself. Let's give him some award for it. But you will never be able to go through the stairway to the 20th floor and get to the 20th floor and be useful. But because you wanted to prove a point that you should go through the staircase, you left the lift that was provided. And that's why you see the man who decided to take the lift. While you are still on the staircase one, he has reached the topmost floor. He has gone there to see the CEO. He has gone there to see the general manager. He appeared there fresh, not sweaty. He appeared there so handsome, so beautiful. He appeared there so coordinated, so put together, that he's able to make sense from his composure. But look at the man who is trying to, you know, go through the staircase. Maybe they would have closed for work that day before you get to the topmost floor, and there will be nobody there that you are going to meet. On top of the fact that you'll have been so useless and devastated, worn out and wasted, you know, irrelevant to your own self. It's very important to take note of these things. This is very key to take note of, that the automation of process called miracle, not the abolishment of process. We are not abolishing process. There is just an automation of it. It does not come natural. It comes as a giant leap. So when the guy is taking a step, it's just like, you know, when a rat is trying to, you know, challenge cheetah, the fastest, you know, animal on earth, you know, is trying to challenge the cheetah to a race that come and run. Cheetah will say, okay, don't worry, I have a party to attend. You start running now. Just start running now. So maybe when I come back in the, you know, next week, wherever I meet you, I will start from wherever I am. That's it. That is the giant leap. I remember those days, you know, while we're still young, some of our elder brothers and elder sisters that are planning to run for, you know, in the relay team of the school, they know that they can run faster than us. They will give us like 50 meters. Let's go and stay at the 50 meter distance away. They will start from zero. And before you know it, they will meet us with all our power. We are trying to run to get to the finish line before them. But somebody who at the beginning of the race, you are 50 meters ahead of, yes, still gets to the finish line before you with a lot of meter. You will know it is not by natural strength. It's a giant leap. But something has got the capacity to be able to stop men from going in this dimension, and that is self. I already opened it up to us. Self. S-E-L-F. The S is what is self-pity. I already told us what that means, but I want to explain what it means. Self-pity now is what? Is you being afraid to apply yourself. Self-pity is the fear of applying yourself. Let me tell you something. If you are afraid of death, you have died. Let me tell you. See, this is it. Do you know why we have not been able to do a lot of things that we are supposed to do? Is because of the fear of death. Some, for the fear of death, live their life in bondage. There was no bondage anywhere to stop them from doing the things they are supposed to do. But because they had the fear of death, they self-pitied themselves into bondage. You cannot die. Death is actually afraid of you. Let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question. If you know, if you are conscious of the fact that you cannot die, what are you going to do differently? I want you to begin to do those things. I need you to begin to dare those things. This is very important. You know, these are real lifetime tested principles. Immediately you are able to take out of your mind that, come on, death. You know, I already told myself, young man, you are not dying. So no matter what happens, it will not lead to death. So it's out of the bargain. So I need to go fearlessly enough that death itself will run away and say, this one is unkillable. But when I take time, sometimes I will just watch the people who have won the Guinness World Record. When you see the things that these guys are doing, they are the things that they should be arrested for on a normal day. But they are not arrested for it on that abnormal day. They are given awards for it because they decided to be fearless. What they did to get the Guinness World Record led to the death of many. Many did not even do that much before they died of it. A guy came to Lagos the other day and he walked on rope from a lane to the other. Ordinary plank on a culvert. Some people cannot go through it without fear. Somebody walked on the rope from one end to the other on a place that if he falls, in fact, his body will sublime. We may not see any part of his body if he lands on the ground. And he did it without any metaphysical strength. He did not use juju. He did not use any power. He did it from his natural strength, but from that level of concentration that is not common with human. Where did that power come from? He believed that, come on, this one cannot be my last. I cannot die. Death decided to run away. Death is afraid of you, but you don't know. And that's why you have decided not to take those steps. That's why you are not preparing for something that is, you know, is bigger than you. You are trying to play it safe. Come on. The time you are taking to prepare yourself, let it be for something that death is afraid of. Self-pity is what? The fear of applying yourself. You are afraid to apply yourself. And you know what is funny about it? When you are afraid to apply yourself, you will be applied by the people who are not afraid to apply themselves. It is a frequency. You just see that you start moving your head and moving your leg to the beats of a song that you don't even like. You know why? Because somebody don't care whether you like it or not. They have decided to play it and you must dance to the rhythm. You did not play any song. You did not record any song. So you cannot stop us from playing our own. We have played our own. We have gone to the studio and made this one to come to life. You are the one to now dance to what we have made. You don't use nonentity to counter productivity. There is a result on ground already. You don't just open your mouth and say that what they are doing is rubbish. You are stupid to say that what they are doing is rubbish with an empty mouth. You use result to counter result. So you will naturally find yourself vibing to a frequency of a result when you refuse to come up with a result. Now, the funny thing is that it may not be to advantage. Who cares? Because you have refused to fill the vacuum. Something has decided to help you with it. And you must dance to the tune of that thing that has decided to help you with it. You must dance to the lyrics of the song that they have played for you. Since you cannot write songs by yourself, you cannot sing the song by yourself, somebody has decided to do it for you, you should dance to it at least. Listen. If you will not die, with the mind that you will not die, what will you do differently? Begin to do. I told you we are not here to play. This is Vision Challenge. You see, I will look back and I will be glad that I did this one thing in my lifetime, helping people to be the best version of themselves. I don't want you to be like me. I don't want you to be like anybody. You have an inexhaustible realm of relevance and influence that if you can just have a portion of it in your lifetime, you will live forever. So why be like another person? Self-pity, being afraid to apply yourself. The E there is what? Is ego. Listen, ego now is what? The feeling of, you know, feeling too big to apply yourself. Now, it's sounding like they are the same, but they are not the same. The first one is what? It's self-pity. You are afraid to apply yourself. The second one is like it, but it's not like it. Feeling too big to apply yourself. Oh, come on. What is that guy saying? It's too simple for me. Do you know what? Do you know who I am? Do you know what I have done? Do you know? They play. Continue. Continue. Feeling too big to apply yourself. All right? This is very common with the giants. The giants are too tall to bend down. And because of that, you can easily cut off their head because their head is always at sight. You can easily target them because they cannot, you know, they cannot easily dodge bullets. Ego is large enough a surface area to target. Even though you are not accurate, you are not a good, you know, shooter. Because the surface area is big enough, you can just point your gun anyhow. Too big to miss. Ego makes you to be too big to miss to the people who are little enough to apply themselves. And that's why you need to be afraid of the obesity of application. You need to be afraid of the obesity of application. Physically speaking, when you are too big, your usefulness is limited. I do not mean any abuse or offense to, you know, plus size people, but I'm only telling you that if you are too big, we cannot enlist you into certain race in the Olympics. You will be able to run for your dear life, but you'll not be able to run for your dear country when you are too big. Your application, your relevance becomes reduced when you become too big. The same way, ego can make you to be afraid of applying yourself. You become too big to apply yourself. Not that you do not have it, but you feel like, I cannot do that. You feel like it becomes too, you know, it's not looking too simple. No, no, I don't do those things. Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means? To go into a battle where every other person has got armor on, where every other person has got sword on, where every other person has got, you know, their spear on, and you decided to stoop so low to look for catapult and stone. Do you know what it means? Ego will not allow you to do that. It was the ego of Saul that made him to say, come on, you cannot go into battle with this person without wearing this gigantic armor. That is the ego. The ego that could not save you, oh king, I don't think it will save me. So you need to be so little. You need to be, you know, we call something the wonder of little. That concept is so wonderful, so powerful. You have to be so little to be able to apply yourself. When you start becoming too big, you will not be applicable. Your application rate, your use case becomes reduced when you become big and too big. Yo, really, really, that's it. That's it, bro. That's it, sis. You become useless with the rate of your gigantism. Care for you will become reduced because we're not because of you all the time. You know, if you are too big now, then we have to get a customized car for you. Your door has to be customized. You cannot enter through the same door everybody's entering to. You know, and all of those things. And you know what that means? It's debt. Right in the corner, because the inconvenience of being too big will kill you by itself. Ego, feeling too big to apply yourself. oh my god. And listen, the LDN now is what? Laziness. It is this laziness now is what? Not applying yourself enough. I think I want to stop now. I'm already seeing in my notes that this laziness is big. The last two, let me just leave them. I've taken enough of our time now. Come on. Oh my god, amazing. Amazing.
All right, beautiful time again, just today. And this is Vision Challenge. Today is day 17 of the Vision Challenge, where you are made to become so empowered, so you know, enabled to hit your comfort zone, taking action and winning your goals. It's beautiful to be here again today, and I want to really appreciate us for taking this giant step to be here for the giant leap. It's been wonderful. It's been amazing, and I know that you have been, you know, making a lot of you know, changes in your life and the way you do things through the Vision Challenge. Clarity is coming, and alacrity is being empowered. Yesterday we started talking up on you know, modern mediocrity, making sure that mediocrity does not come as that thing that will stop you from taking the giant leap, because giant leap is not for nonentities. Giant leap is not for nonentities. Giant leap is not for those who cannot you know, do the impossible, those who are afraid of doing those things that are great. Giant leap is for those who are ready to do the impossible. And in that way, you must not allow anything called mediocrity, because mediocrity kills your capacity. Mediocrity kills your capacity to be able to do well. Mediocrity kills your capacity to be able to do well. This is very important for us to note that mediocrity is very common, and that is why we have things like the populace. That is why we have things like the people. That's why we have things like the crowd. That's why we have things like the masses, you know, because mediocrity is popular. Mediocrity is common. A lot of people are in that zone of mediocrity. A lot of people are in that terrain of mediocrity. But you have to step out of that zone of mediocrity. You can't afford to remain in mediocre and want to take a giant leap. You can't afford to remain in mediocre and want to do different things in your life. It's not possible. Mediocrity cannot earn you a spot with the kings. Mediocrity cannot earn you a spot with the queens. Mediocrity cannot earn you a place up there. No matter how good-hearted you are, no matter how good your intentions are, mediocrity cannot earn you a spot at the top. You need to, you know, put in the work. And it has to be quality conscious. It has to be high-flying. It has to be, you know, something that is worth it, that must take you to the top. All right. You know, yesterday I was just in church and something just struck in my mind. All right. And this is it. I've started thinking about it, and I'm seeing, you know, its application in everything that we have been doing on the Giant Leap edition of the Vision Challenge. And what is it? Said the sky is, you hear people say the sky is the limit. All right, yes, it says the sky is the limit. When they tell you the sky is the limit, some people, you know, in their mind they say no, or they even say it out that no, the sky is not the limit. The sky is the starting point. You know, people can see anything they like. I do not, you know, stop people from saying whatever they like. I only check their understanding, because only men who understand can bring about results. All right, only men who understand can bring about result. So people can say anything they like. A lot of people can sweet talk themselves, can make themselves feel so good. But do they understand what they are saying? Do they understand what they are saying? That's the point. All right. So you need to understand what you are saying. So the understanding came to me that they say the sky is the limit, that this is the language of mediocrity. It's the language of mediocrity to say the sky is the limit. Look at it. Look at what I mean when I say it's the language of the mediocrity. You see, what we have been doing here is, we it
have established to us categorically that it is impossible for you, listen, it is impossible for you to fulfill destiny as somebody that is subjected to the limitations of human beings. It is impossible to fulfill destiny for you to, you know, to live your life as somebody that is, you know, subjected to the limitations of mortals, mere mortals. Yes, you will not live forever, I know. But I need you to know that you are more than those, you know, your mindset should be greater than the mindset of the person that feels like, hey, anything I do does not have record. You may live here, but you will never die. You may leave the surface of the earth, but you will never die. You need this consciousness. For every action you take, for every of your inaction, you must know that both your action and inaction are going to live forever. They will have an impact forever. Why? Because you are a God. And the thing that must live forever, of course, it must not be substandard. Because if it is substandard, in the, you know, when you are trying to make it to live forever, maybe everything is trying to force it to live forever. If it is substandard, it will fall off. You know the Statue of Liberty that is in America? It's been outside since the time France gave it to them as gift. I can't even remember the year, but not even in this century. It's been given to them as gift a long time ago. And it's been outside since that time. If they will do any maintenance, maybe they repaint it or they do whatever. If it is not original, one hand, that lamp that is holding in its hand will have fallen off. One finger will have, you know, broken off. The head will have bent. Look at your actions that way, like something that will be put to test continually every day. So if it is going to be put to test continually every day, it then means that you must offer the quality version of it anytime you have the opportunity to do. It then means that you must offer the quality version of it anytime you have the opportunity to do. You don't just give it because you have it. You give it because it is necessary to be given and must be given properly. They say the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit for mortals. The sky is the limit for human beings. But for the immortals, the sky is the starting point. Have you noticed? Have you thought about it? That everything that is celestial, everything that is heavenly, everything that is up there, it is the sky that is their starting point. Have you thought about it? It is for human beings, it is for mortals that the sky is the end point. The sky is the limit. They cannot go beyond the sky. But you must prepare your mind, prepare yourself to be ready to go beyond the sky if truly you want to leave a mark that is indelible. No to mediocrity. Mediocrity cannot go beyond the sky. In fact, it cannot even reach the sky. It will shatter, it will pieces, it will scatter. Only quality can go to the extent of reaching the sky, or even starting from the sky. Not mediocrity. Whatever it is that you are doing, please do the best. Do the best. So the sky is the limit for mortals, but it is a starting point for the immortals. I have told you are immortal. You cannot die. You may leave this place, but let me tell you, live your life in such a way that even when you have left, you are still here. That is part of the DNA of God that is inside of you to be activated. Live your life in such a way that even when you have left the surface of the earth, you are still alive. You are alive and a life to reckon with. Live your life that way. Come on. Now, yesterday I told us that I'm going to be sharing with us those things that make people to remain in the pits. Because mediocrity is like a pit. When thrown into it, you live, you move, you have your being, it's inside of it. Mediocrity. You want to talk, you talk shabbily. You talk substandard things, things that cannot even move ants. You say, ah, why did you say something like that? Maybe you say, I should talk. I have said something. Don't just say, I said something. You see, as you write, what you wrote is not interesting. You see, as you write now, I have tried reading something. Don't try read write something. There's an adage in my language that if you will eat a frog, eat the one that has egg, so that you know that you are eating frogs. You know, not just one. You are wasting your energy to just, you know, eat one. Eat the one that has egg. Quality. But people are in this pit, and everything they do, why it is a pit is because, you know, it's not just that the it's a part of their life. All of their life is inside of it. The way they talk, there's mediocrity. The way they move, the way they do things, there's mediocrity. In their relationship, there's mediocrity. They are afraid of people that are doing well than them. It's mediocrity. It is the mediocrity of the poor man that makes him to hate the rich man. Because anything that is above mediocrity is seen as a threat and must be fought. Anything that is above mediocrity is seen as, you know, a torment, oppression, and, you know, I must fight it. Mediocrity is afraid of whatever is more than it. Instead of asking that, ego, how do you soar at that height? Let's roll. Said no. Hey, look at it. No. I'm not going there. Say, hey, you, please, these are always fighting what is good. It's mediocrity. You always find the excuse. Say, no, it's not normal. No, it's not legit. Somebody cannot be that rich. It's not possible without doing bad things. It's mediocrity. Mediocrity will make you to fight good things, finding fault in them, thinking that they are impossible without, you know, going through the illegitimate means. Good things are possible to any extent without being illegitimate. Do not allow your mediocrity mindset stop you from reaching for the stars. Mediocrity. So, what is this pit that has kept people in mediocrity? The pit that has kept people in mediocrity is self. Yesterday, I started with us that the most dangerous demon that you should run away from is the demon of self-pity. The demon of self-pity is a demon that holds the door for other demons to come in. Immediately, self-pity has gotten its way with you. Every wrong thing will begin to happen in your life. Because in the pit of self-pity, they will pour on you refuse, sewage, and everything. Because people want to fill up the pit. People don't like to see pit because it's you know, I was sharing with us that lack of vision, all right? Lack of vision makes any place a pit for anybody. All right? You see a blind man will fall, not because the ground is not smooth, but because of lack of vision, no sight, every place becomes a pit. So because people are afraid of falling into the pit, they want to fill up the pit. And whatever is inside the pit, they use it as a filler. So if you put yourself inside the pit through self-pity, I told you yesterday that self-pity is putting yourself in the pit by yourself. So when you put yourself inside the pit, they will pour rubbish on you. It's not their fault. They don't even notice that you are there, because in the first place, you should not be in the pit. But now, there was a casualty they heard of. Maybe it was not even because of you. Their dog entered, baga, and they look for the dog. Hey, it fell inside the pit. They cannot recover it again because the pit is too deep. They cannot even see the depths. It's dark down there. So the community now decided to say, okay, do you know what we're going to do? We're going to fill up this pit. We may not be able to fill it up today, but everybody, when you have refuse in your house, come and pour it here. When we pack, you know, sand from our gutter, come and pour it here. Anything that you pack that you don't, just come and pour it here. Before we do this for the next 3 months, we would have filled this pit. And that was how everybody decided that they would fill this pit. They started coming and pouring debris, refuse, sewage, everything messy. They started pouring inside the pit. Why? They must fill the pit because they don't want to have casualties. And here is the person who, by self-pity, have put herself inside the pit by herself. So this person becomes a prey. This person becomes a victim of circumstance. Self-pity is the demon that holds the door for other demons to come in. So the demon that comes with refuse, we meet the person there. The demon that comes with the sewage, everything wrong will begin to happen to the person who has allowed self-pity in his life. Self-pity to take action. Self-pity to say, no, I am tired of ordinary. Self-pity to say, oh no, this thing, I have to, you know, make a move. Self-pity. So self is that pit. Listen, self is that pit. And let me open it up to us quickly. S-E-L-F. Self is that pit that you must come out from, else the illustration I just made now, they will pour things. And sincerely, it is not their fault. They cannot afford to have a dead trap. That's it. They cannot afford to have a dead trap. So sincerely, it is not their fault that they need to fill up the pit. Self-pity. Self-pity. I'm just going to be listening to us. And we'll have the explanation tomorrow. I don't want you to miss this. I'm taking time on this because this is very important for you to take giantly. Remember, sky is the limit for mortals, but it is the starting point for the immortals. You are not a normal human being. Pay attention. If you have been here, no matter how normal you have been feeling your body, I need you to get this right into your skull. How does that sound to you? It sounds like, what is this guy saying? Why is he talking to me like that? Yes, I'm saying it again. Let it enter your skull. You are not a normal human being. Normal human beings don't do the impossible. There is no greatness in doing the things that are possible with the masses. If you do what everybody can do, then you are not special. Greatness is doing what only few people can do, or what nobody has done. So let it enter into your skull that you are not normal. You are not a mortal. You are not among the masses. How many people have you seen that are giants in your street? They are few. Giants are not common. Self is this speech that you must not allow yourself to fall into. Remember, the community people will want to fill up this speech. We cannot afford to allow this speech to remain. No. We cannot afford to allow this speech to remain. No, we cannot. We must fill it up. We must fill it up. We must fill it up. The pit must be filled up. And what is the S of the self-pity? The S is self-pity itself. The E is ego. The L is laziness. And the F is foolishness. Now, this foolishness is not fool. It's full, right? It's not F-O-O-L. It's not F-O-O-L. It is F-U-L-L. Foolishness. Foolishness. Is it not funny? That is how mediocrity makes people to lose out. Mediocrity makes you foolish. Foolish. F-U-L-L. It's not in any English dictionary. It's in my own dictionary. So, mediocrity makes somebody foolish. Because you cannot put things inside the cup that is already filled. You will pass it over and go to the next one. Alright? That's how mediocrity makes people to look like. They are full of themselves. And because of that, they do not look eligible. Right? They do not look eligible for the next opportunity to be filled. They say, what are you doing? I know this thing. I can do it. Mediocrity. They don't know it. They cannot do it. But they will parade themselves as if they can do it. They are not ready to learn new things. They will tell, what are they doing on Vision Challenge? I know it. Is it not this one? Oh, don't mind them. That's how they used to say it. Foolish. They have not created any space for new things to come in. They have not created any space for greatness to have a dinner with them. Every place, they say, it's filled. It's all booked. What are the things that have booked the place? One naira things. The king is saying that, I'm coming to dine with you. You say, and I don't have empty space. So what have you put in the house that you cannot create space for the king to dine with you? Dogs, chicken, fowl, animals, everywhere. And you cannot create space for the king to dine with you. That is the case of mediocrity, self-pity. Come on. I told you, let it enter your skull. Let it enter your skull. You are not normal. You are abnormal. Look at the word abnormal. That AB is what? Above normal. So the things that limit other people should not have any hold on you. The things that stop other people should not be able to even come close. Should not be able to dare you to say, let me stand on your way. Because you are above normal. This mindset is important for you to be able to take the giant leap. Get out of this pitch. Get out of this pitch. Say no to mediocrity. You may leave the surface of the earth, but you will remain alive. Let your actions prove that. It's another wonderful time here on Vision Challenge. Great time, great time.